Thank you. Mr. President, on the issue of the death penalty, may I refer to the intervention by, among others, Australia, Belgium, Sweden, Slovenia, Chile, and United Kingdom. Malaysia has taken a new stand on the death penalty. We would like to inform that the Dangerous Drugs Act 1952 was recently amended in 2017, which removed the mandatory death penalty for drug trafficking offences. Instead, amendments allowed the court the discretion not to impose the death penalty and to replace it with another sentence. The amendments came into force on 15 March 2018. A sign of further progress can be seen by the government's recent initiative to abolishing the death penalty on other laws which prescribe such punishment. In relation thereto, the Honourable Prime Minister of Malaysia stated that the necessary amendments to the law will have to be made before the abolishment can be realised. Hence, the parliamentary process on amendment of the law will have to be undertaken, whereby the amendments have to be tabled, debated and passed in both houses of the law. In relation to Malaysia's domestic process, Malaysia is a dualist state that requires the domestication of all international treaties that Malaysia becomes party to. Malaysia's domestic legal framework is based on the Federal Constitution of Malaysia, which is the supreme law of the land. It also expressly mentions the powers of the federal government and the state government. Article 74(1) of the Federal Constitution provides that Parliament may make law with respect to any matters enumerated in the federal list or the concurrent list as set out in the 9th schedule. External affairs such as treaties, agreements and international conventions which brings Malaysia into international relations fall under the federal list. Therefore, Malaysia must take the necessary legislative action by enacting or amending its domestic law to give effect to the treaty. The process of enacting or amending the laws will require consultation among the various stakeholders. Thank you.